And by the way, I have typed ahead in order because I wanted to make sure that we had the full benefit of Proudhon in our thinking in these upcoming shows. So, and because I wanted to finish getting up on the website, chapter five, it led to me developing some prospective shows. So please check them out. I have a prospective April 16 show complete. Please check it out. And I'm beginning a April 23rd, 2017 show because, as I said, I wanted to complete the typing up of the chapter that we are reading right now of Proudhon, chapter five. So if you can, please read ahead through the end of the chapter five of Proudhon. Turning now to our reading of Pierre-Joseph Proudhon's What is Property? And if you're new to these pages, unaware of the flow of thought that brought us to Proudhon, I urge you to listen to an excerpt from our December 27, 2015 show, which explains how it is that we have taken up the reading of What is Property. It was because of a reference by Kropotkin to what Proudhon called mutualisme, a way of transitioning from the present system of class, property, to freedom. And that is what we're going to be talking more about in upcoming shows. Because Kropotkin mentioned that Proudhon had thought this through, we decided to get the word firsthand from the man himself. I suspect I'm not alone in feeling this rush of gratitude for Proudhon, for giving we who have come after this monumental work of analysis that confirms our own, though much less massive analysis, which likewise confirms his, that there is a science of society that necessarily can only be produced when based on truth, that which is not coerced, created, or manipulated in secret by the few, and which can only be established when the globe is sharing in its determination. And this is especially true when defining and determining what's called progress, a point made in our December 20th, 2015 show, that we the people are the only legitimate authors of this story called progress, the only one who should determine its needed content. It needs to be based on the authentic unity of all human beings, which is what Proudhon is saying as well. We are told that if those who are so determined to control our lives, command our energy, that if they can recycle rather than destroy a rocket that's priced in the tens of millions of dollars, while the death toll and disease prevalence caused by their affirmative acts intended to forestall ad infinitum our free future, we're told by their silence and our continued confusion that it's irrelevant. All this death and disease. I wonder if Proudhon knew by the end of his too brief stay among us how desperately it would be needed in this moment as we build the confidence we need to believe what our bodies tell us, that we deserve to be authentically, truly free. Continuing with Proudhon, the spontaneous, instinctive, and, so to speak, physiological origin of royalty gives it, in the beginning, a superhuman character. The nations connected it with the gods, from whom they said the first kings descended. This notion was the origin of the divine genealogies of royal families, the incarnations of gods, and the messianic fables. From it sprang the doctrine of divine right, which is still championed by a few singular individuals. Royalty, or he says characters, a few singular characters. Royalty was at first elective, because at a time when man produced but little and possessed nothing, property was too weak to establish the principle of heredity and secure to the son the throne of his father. And we commented on this last week, so we should check that out. We quibbled a bit. But as soon as fields were cleared and cities built, and when I say last week, I mean 2 weeks ago, as soon as fields were cleared and cities built, each function was, like everything else, appropriated, and hereditary kingships and priesthoods were the result. The principle of heredity was carried into even the most ordinary professions, a circumstance which led to class distinctions. Again, see our show from March 26, 2017, Pride of Station and Abjection of the Common People, and which confirms my assertion concerning the principle of patrimonial succession, that it is a method suggested by nature of filling vacancies in business and completing unfinished tasks. And my interjection, as I've learned since our earlier discussion of the origins of class, that child abandonment and mystery also play a role in it, in this need to claim the exclusive task of leading in the first place. For lost children must be guided if they are maintained in their condition of ignorance as to what happened to them and is happening to them in their world. And we know that there are crooked roads down which, at some point, because of hereditary succession, it was the lost themselves who forced us, claiming an exclusive right of leadership, which we are now overcoming, now that we are waking up.